It was all Russia until that petered out, and now it's all racism. In fact, it is an instrumental talking point for the Democrats in 2020. Donald Trump is leading a resurgence of white supremacy in America. And he's doing it since, it'll be the biggest resurgence since 1925, they tell us. He's leading this white supremacy resurgence. He's got a way to talk secretly, subliminally into people's minds. And he's doing secret flag raisings that mean Heil Hitler and all of this garbage that's on mainstream media. I can't even believe it on MSNBC and elsewhere. Even though he has decried racism, denounced white supremacy, and of course the Democrats have their own problems. People like Governor Blackface in Virginia. Joining me, Jenny Beth Martin, the Tea Party Patriots Action Chair. Jenny Beth, how are you today?
I am good. It's so good to be with you.
Good to have you here. I mean, talk about hypocrisy. You've got the Democrats who have a guy who either appeared in blackface or a Ku Klux Klan outfit. They can't decide which, but either he's getting a pass on. He's been there for months after this happened. The Attorney General, they're also having similar racist background issues. And yet the Democrats look the other way. But Donald Trump, man, they want to tag him with a racism tattoo any way they can. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, racism and white supremacy are wrong, and it's completely wrong. What we're seeing right now come out of the Democrats, come out of the mainstream media, is so much hyperbole, and it's so hypocritical. They are blaming things on Trump that he did not do, and then they look. You can look with the liberal Democrat Party and see in Virginia that even in Virginia, the governor was either in blackface or with a man who was in a Ku Klux Klan uniform.
Sure.
Or was costume, whatever you want to call it, or he was in it. We don't know which one it was. And then the attorney general from Virginia admits to wearing blackface in the 80s. And the lieutenant governor of Virginia has two women who have said he sexually assaulted them. So the party that claims to be against racism and against and for the Me Too movement, working to bring justice to women who've been abused, are just...
Yeah, and when Donald Trump speaks out and he says,
in the mirror.
When Donald Trump speaks out and says, I condemn white supremacy, I condemn neo-Nazis, you know, these are not people that we want in, you know, civil society, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he has said it many, many times and is dismissed as a lie. Oh, he doesn't really mean that. It's not true. It's the resurgence of white supremacy. Now, let me add this, Jenny Beth. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which has been completely discredited for a variety of reasons, including Morris D's pandering of those that were. We'll get to that another time. They always want to quote the SPLC, do the left. And just a couple of years ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center did a study in which they found less than 10,000 members of the Klan actually existed in the wild in America. We're a country of 320 million people. It's not exactly an existential threat to the United States. It doesn't exist anywhere even close to the mainstream, yes or no.
I think that that's exactly right. I think that there is more racism than white supremacy. I think when you look at the difference between the two, there is a difference. I think both are wrong. And I think that right now the radical liberals and frankly just the mainstream Democrats have decided that instead they've overused the race card so often with so many people from the Tea Party and Sarah Palin for the last decade. They're just constant and nonstop examples to where we are today with what they're doing to Trump and Trump supporters and donors to the Trump campaign. They can't use racism anymore, so they have to call it white supremacy.
That's right. You know, and the fact of the matter is, John McCain was labeled a racist in 2008. Mitt Romney was labeled a racist in 2012. In fact, as you may recall, Mitt Romney was mocked because they have adopted, there's an adopted African-American grandchild in his family. And you remember the things that were said about that, about Mitt Romney, because his family adopted an African-American child. So the racism is a lot closer to home with those pointing the finger than those that are being pointed at. That's my guess. Your thought?
Yes, I think that's exactly right. And what we hear from the liberals right now, it is just hollow and hypocritical. I think that Americans can see through it. I think they're going so far over the top that I hope that Americans can see through it. And if they really are serious about it, then start in Virginia and clean up the governor and the attorney general and the lieutenant governor, who I'm not accusing of racism, but would probably fall in the parameters of the Me Too movement. Clean up the top three seats in Virginia first.
Yeah, and just remember, Jenny Beth, that poor kids are just as talented as white kids. Because we learned that from Joe Biden, of course. Joe Biden quickly said wealthy kids. But, you know, it shows what's in their minds. And these are people that had, Senator Byrd was one of their mentors. Senator Byrd of West Virginia, who was the Grand Cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan, who was an actual white supremacy organizations. This is who they associate with. And it wasn't just Joe Biden. It was Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all of them. And they held him up as some sort of a hero, Senator Byrd of West Virginia. And yet they try to play the race card. And the only reason they play the race card is because they have nothing else left. If you don't have an argument, if you can't win the conversation, call them racist. That's what it comes down to.
That is exactly right. And I think they're trying to incite anger and hatred in America. And they don't care of what the consequences may come from the actions that they have, or that they are taking. What I think though is that it's going to backfire if they're trying to harm President Trump. If they're trying to cause harm to Trump supporters, then, which I don't think they would ever say they're trying to do, but there may be unintended consequences where they wind up causing harm to Trump supporters. And that is completely wrong. It's not unfamiliar, though, because this is what they've done for at least the last decade.
They've done this.
You're conservative in this country.
Oh, they've done it a lot longer than that. They did it to Ronald Reagan. They did it to George W. Bush. They did it to John McCain. They did it to Mitt Romney. They do it more and more and more because they think that it'll return. But it fails. When you have no credible argument, you go to the race card. Because the Russia card wore out, so you go from Russia to racism, and what else do you have left? And the answer is nothing. Jenny Beth, I'll give you the last word.
I would say that if they really are concerned about motivations of people, they're only concerned when it fits their narrative. They've ignored the motivations of the person from Dayton, Ohio. And the fact is, they're bad people on both sides of the political spectrum, and those people need to... you break the law, and those people need to be dealt with accordingly.
Agreed.
If you don't cast the whole entire side one way or the other.
No, that's the only thing they've got. It's all they've got. Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair. Always a pleasure, Jenny Beth.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Quick break. We'll be right back. Need a new approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV Energy Boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Charity and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about an intense moment. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet down.
This is where teamwork and training really paid off.
It took steady nerves and steady hands for the chopper pilots to hover like that.
No question, Guard pilots are the best in the world.
I couldn't believe it. I just saved a life.
What could be better than serving the people of my hometown?
In the National Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. While you work or attend college, in return, you gain skills in which you can build a career and receive benefits that can help you pay for college. Learn more about what it means to be a citizen soldier at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Good